Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The father of a murdered Crystal Lake five-year-old, A.J. Friend, is scheduled to appear in court today. At the same time, preparations are underway for the family's house to be demolished tomorrow. That story from WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
Andrew Friend Sr. is set to appear in court for a status hearing. Both he and Joanne Cunningham are charged with killing their five-year-old son, AJ, last spring. Cunningham recently changed her plea to guilty and is waiting to be sentenced. Meanwhile, demolition is set for the Crystal Lake house where authorities say AJ was killed. The Daily Herald reports the city cited 41 code violations on the property and declared the house dangerous. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It still took some good detective work, but we're now learning how DNA information led police to a suspect in the 2016 murders of an 85-year-old woman from Sycamore and her 65-year-old son.
Parabon Nanolabs had had genetic evidence from the crime scene in Sycamore, and last week there was a hit. According to the Daily Chronicle, it came as a researcher was cross-referencing the DNA evidence with DNA provided in a public database used by people researching their ancestries. Police looked into nearly two dozen relatives of suspect Jonathan Hurst before zeroing in on him. Police say phone records placed him in the area, and he lived in Lincoln Park at the time, near where the victim's car was found. Hurst is to appear in court in DeKalb County tomorrow. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Police are asking for your help in locating a woman from Chicago and her two small children. Police say 32-year-old Casey Farley and her 2 and 5-year-old children have not been heard from by relatives since January 3rd. Farley is described as African-American, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 100 pounds, with brown eyes, black hair, and a medium brown complexion. Anyone with information is asked to contact Chicago Police Area South Detectives. You can see their picture on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. A Cook County judge has been reassigned after putting a girl in the lockup behind her courtroom and leaving the child alone in the holding cell.
The video released by the Cook County Sheriff's Office is redacted and does not show the child's face. But the Tribune reports that people who have seen the unredacted video say the child is a girl about 6 to 8 years old. The video shows the child remains in the empty lockup for about 10 minutes. A spokesman for the office of Chief Judge Timothy Evans says Judge Jackie Portman Brown has been reassigned to administrative duty. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Teachers at a Chicago school will be getting special training after a homework assignment that left some parents shocked. The principal at Sutherland Elementary at 100th and Levitt in Beverly sent a letter home to parents yesterday saying school staff will undergo cultural bias training next month. That move comes after some children at the school had been given an assignment to write about an African animal for Black History Month. In addition to the training, the school will also hold focus groups and parent workshops to address concerns. 7 girls at Wheaton North High School are facing criminal charges after police say they got into a brawl at the school that required police from several communities to break up.
Investigators say one of the girls was armed with a pocket knife, another had a sock full of batteries, and a third had a sock with a can of green beans in it. Police from Wheaton, Glen Ellen, and Carroll Stream were called in to help break up the brawl in a hallway near the cafeteria, as well as DuPage County Sheriff's deputies. Dr. Jeff Schuler is District 200 Superintendent.
This situation doesn't represent the school culture that we strive for at Wheaton North or any of our schools, and that's the message that I want to send to parents.
Prosecutors say all seven girls are charged with mob action. Investigators say the three armed girls are charged with unlawful use of a weapon, and one faces a charge of aggravated battery of a teacher. A judge ordered the girls to wear GPS monitoring devices before they were released to their parents. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A champion hunting dog named Buzzman is recovering after being trapped in a cave last weekend. Reports indicate the five-year-old coonhound followed a raccoon into the south central Indiana cave and became stuck in a ledge about 600 feet inside the narrow passageway. A couple of volunteer cave explorers went in after him and were able to get him out. Reports indicate the pooch was tired and hungry, but unharmed.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.